camel has a beard. The picture has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. You come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. So many fantastic colors. And Bill Gates lost his beard. Do, 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 do. You couldn't. I couldn't pass it up. I'm sorry.
Rainbow field, but the rainbow has a beard.
Well, it's one of those days we have a lot to discuss. You know, the plethora of, that's a real heartbreaker. A plethora of folks, adjust the lights, contact me today with, oh, the big news in the country. Can you believe we have nothing else going on? The big news is Bill Gates is getting divorced. It's big, big goings on. Hold the presses. Hold the presses. And some folks here, some of the young bucks said, look what just moved on the wires. Bill Gates is getting a divorce. And I said, well, and I'm not kidding. I said, well, and this is what I'm trying to help folks with. It just takes practice and it takes discipline. And years, you just have to practice it over years. Sometimes you forget about it, you get wrapped up. Everybody gets wrapped up in the news and they get misled now and then. The important thing is that if you can catch this stuff on the fly, you become a very dangerous person to these folks who are trying to manipulate you at every turn. And I said to him right away, I was in the middle of something else, so I didn't know about it. I said, okay, let's give it an hour and see what else comes out. Because why would he announce this situation in the middle of this vaccine mayhem? So I said, something's probably going to come out. And this will serve as a distraction away from that something else. I sat there, kept thinking, man, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what they got cooked up. Because, folks, they always have something cooked up. And then I saw it. Roughly about an hour, 15 minutes later, the story moved. Pfizer's going to start, or moving to start, injecting 12-year-olds with this whatever the hell they've cooked up, this gene therapy that they're calling a vaccine, even though it's not a vaccine. I mean, where's the Federal Trade Commission at? Talk about deceptive advertising and things like that that the Federal Trade Commission is supposed to govern. Even the FDA admits these are not vaccines, but yet the media and even the medical apparatus and Fauci keep calling them vaccines when they're not vaccines. They're not approved. They haven't gone through proper clinical trials. They're emergency use. And even the pharmaceutical companies are referring to them in their documentation, SEC documentation, etc., as gene therapy. So Anyway, is everybody out there saying, oh my God, Bill Gates is getting divorced? Well, what do you think it has to do with? It's a cover story. Like, it's a beard. To distract you from the fact that Pfizer, and soon, I would imagine, Moderna and others, they're lining up kids younger than teenagers to pump this crap into them. But don't you worry about it. Bill Gates is getting divorced. Who cares? Folks, they always do this on purpose. It's done on purpose. Eye against eye, bad brains. Don't have a bad brain. Have a good brain. Have a brain that works. Have a brain that works outside the box of these, the box that these people want to keep you stuffed into. Have a brain you can depend on. Have a brain that lets you know on the fly, on the mark, that something's coming down the pike that they're trying to distract from. You don't even know if this story is real. They want to get divorced. Okay, what does that mean? Go get divorced. Oh, she's going to get a lot of money. So what? They're going to be pumping fucking poison into 12-year-olds. Nobody even knows what it is. There's a lot we're covering tonight. We're going to have some fun. Not really. A study is out today. Ivermectin distribution campaigns leading to rapid population-wide decreases in morbidity and mortality indicate that an oral agent effective in all phases of COVID-19 has been identified. That's out. Study is out. What we've been talking about, this came out of the UK, I believe. Pierre Corey tweets, 4 months since peer review, increased chest pain each time I was asked, when is your paper going to be published? Today, our paper provides proof that immediate mass distribution of ivermectin and the prevention of RX of COVID can end the pandemic. Come on, world, end this now. Well, the world doesn't give a shit because the world is run by criminals finding that out, and special interests and money and big pharma. And of course, we did a pain after dark on this. Seems like just recently, but who knows, a couple weeks ago. On my struggle and my family struggle with trying to get COVID under control at one point. And the doctors sold us out at every fucking turn. And so we had to make some moves to do what was necessary. Take care of business ourselves. Because don't you know we're all in this alone? The medical community or even your favorite Marcus Welby's of the world have ditched us. When they take their orders, just like the politicians take their orders from Big Pharma. That's what they do. And let me grab a good song here and get my little Banks of the Deep End by Government Mule. I said yesterday, Government Mule might become the house band for the Thomas Paine podcast because we are all government mules. And the folks in the medical community here in the U.S., they won't prescribe ivermectin. They won't prescribe hydroxychloroquine. What a long way I've come. Remember back in the day, last year, I couldn't even pronounce hydroxychloroquine. And then I had to go get some to make sure my family was fucking safe. I mean, it's insanity. Dallas Buyers Club. It was the Philly Buyers Club. You got to listen to that Pain After Dark on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit. You got to fucking listen to it and gear up. I'm not going to go into it on here. On the public side. I'm not going to do that. My God. God forbid you tell people the truth. I mean, telling people the truth is one thing, but really, really sitting down and telling them what it's really like out here when the shit hits the fan, well, that's not allowed. I'll be kicking the door in again. So, at Pierre Corey with a K, K-O-R-Y. Check him out on Twitter. Interesting, very interesting study. Talk about frontline COVID-19 critical care. I mean, it's... all I know is the stuff works. That's all I know. My three-word review would be, the shit works. Thomas Paine. And we're coming across all types of characters, of course. Alex Berenson, I've tried to interview him. He's not interested. These guys are afraid of some questions I might answer. Now, Berenson's done a pretty good job. He's reinvented himself. He's writing books. He's making some bank. Previous New York Times reporter who wrote children's books. I'm not taking away his ability to have an analytical mind. But guys like Berenson, they don't fucking understand that. Berenson and other folks that are covering this, other quote-unquote former mainstream reporters, mainstream media, they don't understand that this is a fucking massive scheme. They don't have the wherewithal to put this together. They tweet things, they write things like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Could this be happening? What? Where the fuck have you guys been? Did you have your head in the sand for decades? Of course it's happening. These are evil fucking people. He tweeted today, I've now heard from multiple people that the VAERS, the vaccine side effect reporting system, is, to be polite, overwhelmed, behind on reports, and hardly functioning. If the elite media were not desperate to push vaccines, this would be a hell of a story. I wish I had a newsroom. I told him, we told people this in November. I wish I had people in the news media like you to share that kind of information. It's fucking May, Berenson. How did I know? Experience. You deal with these people long enough, you know goddamn well that the FDA, the CDC, and Big Pharma collude to keep things under the rug. I don't need to be told this, what is it, five, six, seven months later? I knew it was going to happen. This is what they've done since the 1980s. I first tangled with these assholes in the mid-1990s. And why do you need a newsroom? You're writing books, you're talking to people, you're getting the word out. You don't need a newsroom. Nobody needs a fucking newsroom. All a newsroom would do would be suppress and censor the information. We don't need a newsroom. Newsroom badges. We don't need no stinking badges. We don't need no stinking newsroom, brother. You are the fucking newsroom. I am the newsroom. The people listening and watching this show, they are the newsroom. Be your own newsroom. If you were in a newsroom, you wouldn't be able to say jack squat. Went up against Johnson & Johnson in my newsroom. The newspaper ran away like a bunch of fucking frightened schoolboy bitches. The Johnson & Johnson lawyers, we didn't even get serious. They did a couple demand letters in a meeting. They did a tap dance on one of the biggest papers in New Jersey. You don't need a newsroom, my man. That's like asking for a prison cell for a journalist. And you should expand your fucking horizons. Berenson, you should listen to programs like this and other programs that are calling this shit months before it quote-unquote happens. There's a big world out there that you mainstreamers are not fucking paying attention to, and that's where the action is. If you're just hearing that now, that's great, but this stuff is months old. Of course they're not reporting a complete chronicling of vaccine injuries. They never have, ever. they never have. I would say it's grossly underreported. It's been that way for a long time. They don't want. Why do you think there's a vaccine court where all the cases are secret and all the evidence is secret and it's everything is sealed? Why do you think that that exists? So why do you think that the reporting system for vaccine side effects would be open to the public? Of course it's not. Alex Berenson and other folks out there, you're doing a good job, but you have to understand something. You have to understand schemes. You have to understand criminals. You have to understand illicit behavior. You have to understand human greed. You have to understand human evilness to be able to get to the next Dante's Inferno, right? You can only get to a certain levels of hell by just looking at facts and pointing out abnormalities and things like that. You can get to a certain level, but to get to the deeper into the levels of hell, closer to the nucleus, closer to the heartbeat of these criminals, these scoundrels, these gutter snipes, you have to understand schemes. And you have to understand this is a fucking illicit criminal conspiracy. Not a conspiracy theory, a conspiracy. You'll get there. It'll take you a while. But when you do get there, man, a newsroom, if you had a newsroom, that's not going to help you tell anybody about. The truth is something else, man. But we talk about Bill and Melinda Gates announced their divorce. Oh, just in the middle of this vaccine madness, and literally an hour before the news breaks that Pfizer's going to start popping 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds with this stuff. We don't even know what it is. We had a hell of a pain after dark on Saturday with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I asked her straight out, what the hell is the matter with parents? Why would they line their kids up? She had a very prophetic answer. You know what the answer was? I'm not going to tell you. You can listen. You can listen to what she said, because it takes more than, you know, a lot of these things take more than a 30-second soundbite to decipher and to discuss and to break down into detail. So you can listen to Pain After Dark on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We thank the folks that are allowing us to keep the lights on. My war with Spotify continues. I won't bore you with it other than to say that these fucking Swedes who run Spotify, they're not good at fighting. We understand when we see the Swedes on the ice. When they're skating around, we understand why they like to start trouble, but they don't know how to finish it. So we'll handle them. A little sidebar. We'll have some fun with them. In the interim, the folks on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. And a side note, the platform we're building and planning, etc., continues to roll forward, and soon we'll be plugging that. Thanks to the folks on there. You know who you are, and if you're not on there, stick your head in there. Should we start? What else do I have to say? A little government mule. I'm telling you, man. I said it yesterday. I don't think it's really You know, Drudge is leading too. Marriage delete. And he's got a picture of the Gateses. It's like, Gates' divorce could break Bezos' record. Nothing about the fact that this is a cover. This is a cover for Pfizer and a cover for the vaccine companies. to roll this stuff out. We got a lot of stuff in store. You know, just as I predicted, too, a guy like Berenson and other journalists, they don't see the big picture. They fail to see the big picture. I like Barrett. I think he's done good work. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, if you want to get to different levels of hell, you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and you're going to have to get fucking dirty. Your mind's going to have to get dirty. Your mind's going to have to get dirty. You're not going to come out of this, if you want to understand it, unscathed. Whatever amount or degree of innocence you may still have is going to be soiled, and your virgin news rear end is not going to be a virgin any longer. You're going to have to get down and dirty to understand. Because you know what? Your opponent, and this is your fucking opponent, because this is a game. To them, it's a game. Of course, to you, it's not. But you have to look at it. Because your opponent has been rolling around in the mud for decades planning this dastardly shit. So take off the ascot. Take off the fucking lobster bib and let's get down. Let's get down to their level and figure out how to defeat your opponent by studying them and understanding them and cracking the codes and using the breadcrumbs that they keep leaving for you every day. They love to give hints about what they're doing to you and to your loved ones. They get off on that. So take those and you have to learn how to read the tea leaves out here instead of playing grab ass and just following what Drudge says and all these other fucking dopes. They're making it about a divorce. It's not a divorce. There's no divorce. Was there... I don't know. Was there... I didn't see any divorce papers. They announced they're going to get divorced. So what? I could announce anything. Now, who cares anyhow? They also announced today that they're moving forward to stick unknown chemicals into 12-year-olds. What's a bigger story? Fucking tell me. What the hell do I know? I've been doing this 35 fucking years. Reach out, touch faith. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Paint After Dark, videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Paint After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer. But I pick up great stuff and great recommendations. And the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better. Way, way, way better than anything. Crap you see on social media as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there because we wouldn't be able to do this without them because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truthpundit and on subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in. We just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here. And with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach. And those are the folks who are looking for smart people. You can't even make it up. I don't even know where the news is. We lost the news here. Hey, give me a break here. Where are we at? How about some Capital Radio on a show that's being called Pirate Radio? We'll go some Capital Radio. What are we in? 23 minutes. I need a drink of water. Those days I was talking to you guys, I guess I hit the wrong link and boom, the news went kaput. Capital Radio, right? You can't even believe this first story. How about some specials? Well, you know, we'll stay with the Clash. The Complete Control, because it plays into this song. Headline, Follow the Science. Documents suggest Biden let the teachers' union shape the CDC school reopening policy. What do you say? It's like, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, those dopes, those liberal idiots, the teachers' union, are running policy in the United States. That's how I feel, just like falling off a cliff in the echo chamber. How about some Complete Control? Looks like the teachers' union is in complete control. The editors have written a note. Who is really in charge? People think Biden is some sort of puppet, but all the presidents are really just a figurehead at this point. All of Congress, too, really. The special interests essentially write the bills anyways. So it's always a treat to peek behind the curtain and see the wizard in action. Folks, speaking of wizards, these are young guys. They're not millennials, thank God. Can't work with millennials who fucked up. I think the world owes them some. You know what the world owes you? A punch in the throat. Because that's what you're going to get. Talk about that tonight. We had some stuff on the CIA. What a bunch of dopes. You guys are the worst. I work with these guys. They've gone downhill on a regular basis. Anyway, the young guys get it. Newly released documents suggest that one of the country's most powerful teachers' unions shaped Biden and his administration's policies on the reopening of schools, despite President Joe Biden's pledge to follow the science on pandemic policy. What science? I haven't seen any fucking science. I've seen fake science. I've seen fake math. I've seen bogus and fake fucking medicine. I've seen coercion. I've seen blackmail. I've seen extortion of doctors. I've seen cover up after cover up of true science. I've seen data hidden. I've seen truth tellers marginalized. I've seen people censored who are out here trying to do the right thing, medical professionals. That's the last ditch effort of tyrants. When the lies don't work anymore and the bullshit's not working, they start censoring people. That's how you know it's lies and bullshit. If you're telling the truth, it doesn't matter what somebody else says. You just sit back. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about me on the internet. I'm out here telling the truth. I got nothing. You don't have to look over your shoulder if you're telling the truth. You just tell the truth. You move on to the next side. Whatever, man. Got a problem with it? Knock yourself out. Not these people. They monitor every word that's written, every word that's spoken. You step out of line, they get the fact checkers on you. You don't have to fact check the fucking truth. It's true. The documents obtained by the conservative group Americans for Public Trust were reported by the New York Post. They show the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, lobbying the Centers for Disease Control and Spread Prevention, and succeeding in having their recommendations adopted. The teachers' unions had long opposed the rapid reopening of schools, even when science said there was no significant risk. Where is science? We've tried to get an interview with science. Science is always busy. When will science be able to give us an interview? We don't know. Science is not here. Science is busy. Science is booked up. Yeah. Science flew the coop about a year ago. No one's seen him since. Last seen getting stuffed into a white van in Atlanta. Outside the CDC, they put a bag over the fucking science's head, a black bag, and got whisked out of town. Trained to Georgia. Out of Georgia. The Los Angeles Teachers Union also claimed that a statewide school reopening plan would reinforce structural racism. Yeah. Don't worry. Structural racism. Don't worry about educating children. reading, writing, and arithmetic, and insanity. I can add that as well. So the powerful teachers union did a full court press, and it preceded the CDC putting the brakes on a full reopening of in-person classrooms. Email between the CDC, AFT, and the White House indicate. The documents show a flurry of activity between CDC director and crybaby, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, her top advisors and union officials. Is this broad Polish? She's given us Polacks a bad name. With Biden brass being looped in at the White House in the days before the highly anticipated February 12th announcement of school reopening guidelines. Don't forget this dope Biden. He campaigned against Trump by claiming that he would follow the science on the coronavirus pandemic, implying that the Trump administration had not. Of course, no one's seen the science for a year. The science was whisked out of town. Never to be seen again. He was whisked out of town. Like one of Bill Clinton's rape victims. Alleged. Or rape accusers. Walensky claims that there has been no political interference. It's nice that she took a break from her crying jag. Remember, she was 2 weeks ago, like her first press conference. It's really bad out there. I'm afraid it's a disaster. The fuck up. They get this broad at. And the new prom queen is XYZ. I can't believe I didn't win. Some jaded prom queen running the CDC. Of course, they love those types of people because they can be molded and bent. They're believers. They're working their way up. They're policy wonks and robots. They'll do anything to keep working their way up. Walensky thinks that she's going somewhere. So she'll rubber stamp political interference schemes, whatever. And they'll keep sweeping scientific evidence under the rug. You name it. Walensky and her winged monkeys. She might be a Polak. The Polish lobby, if there is one, has to come out against her. We can't suffer any more bad publicity. Headline. Unlikely to go away. Experts don't think the U.S. will ever reach herd immunity. Oh, boy. We're just fragile. Oh, I gotta get the clip. Hold on. I think we can do a public service announcement right here for the CDC. Do one on the fly.
When I first started at CDC about 2 months ago, I made a promise to you. I would tell you the truth, even if it was not the news we wanted to hear. Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth and I have to hope and trust you will listen. I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now I'm scared. I know what it's like as a physician to stand in that patient room, gowned, gloved, masked, shielded, and to be the last person to touch someone else's loved one because their loved one couldn't be there. I know what it's like when you're the physician, when you're the healthcare provider, and you're worried that you don't have the resources to take care of the patients in front of you. I know that feeling of nausea when you read the crisis standards of care and you wonder whether there are going to be enough ventilators to go around and who's going to make that choice. And I know what it's like to pull up to your hospital every day and see the extra morgue sitting outside. I didn't know at the time when it would stop. We didn't have the science to tell us. We were just scared. We have come such a long way. Three historic scientific breakthrough vaccines, and we are rolling them out so very fast. So So I'm speaking today, not necessarily as your CDC director, and not only as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little while longer. I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We are just almost there, but not quite yet. And so I'm asking you to just hold on a little longer, to get vaccinated when you can, so that all of those people that we all love will still be here when this pandemic ends. The trajectory of the pandemic in the United States looks similar to many other countries in Europe, including Germany, Italy.
Shut up. Hold on longer, just a little while longer, so you can get the vaccine. It's three incredible vaccines that are maiming people. Impending doom. She says fucking impending doom. It's impending doom. But hold on a little longer. What is she, fucking Shelley Winters in the Poseidon Adventure? What do you mean hold on a little longer? Where the fuck are we going? We don't have any choices but to sit here and listen to your shit and put up with your stupid edicts. Of course, you don't really have to, but... This broad. I don't even know how we got on this, but it's fun. A growing... consensus of experts no longer believe the U.S. will ever reach herd immunity and instead project that the coronavirus will be around for the foreseeable future. Yay! Vaccines every year. Booster shots every year for the dopes that lined up for the original vaccines, if you can walk. How many roads must a man walk? Blown in the wind. That's what they're doing here. Of course, remember, we could reach herd immunity when they were pumping the vaccine hard. But then when they found out that only 30% of the country, after all their fucking crazed, insane efforts, have been fully vaccinated, then they're saying, well, we're not going to be able to reach herd immunity. We told you we could reach herd immunity if you got a vaccine. We told you could leave the house. We told you could take your mask off. We told you you'd go back to normal. But I'm just sorry. If you folks out there want to reach herd immunity, you're just going to have to get the vaccine. It doesn't look like we're gonna reach it. Okay. Just hold on a little longer. Just hold on. It's impending doom. Hold on. I know you want this to be over with. Don't you have some fucking cookies to bake? Get out of here. Get out of here, you milquetoast. Everything they do, everything they say is about pimping and selling the vaccine. It has nothing to do with reality. Herd immunity. We're never going to reach herd immunity. Herd immunity for a fucking supposed pandemic with a 99.8.9% survival rate, recovery rate. Herd immunity for what? We already have fucking herd immunity. There wouldn't be so many dead people if you didn't kill them. Did you hear that dumb broad, Walensky? I know what it's like to not have the proper use and the proper amount of ventilators in the ER so we can choke out more people because we had the fucking settings too high and we were killing people. I know what it's like to see the morgue truck out front that's not running, by the way. It's just parked out front. And the refrigerated units aren't running because nothing's in the trucks. But I know what it's like to see them. Who are you bullshitting? Maybe guys like Berenson, you're not bullshitting me. And look at every fucking piece of evidence when you're investigating a scheme. And don't be surprised at the evilness at play here. These are evil fucking people. And I said this going back a long time ago. This is a battle of good versus evil. It's as simple as that. And I've talked about it before. The haves versus the have-nots.